Joshua chapter 22. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses the servant of the Lord, Jehovah, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord, Jehovah, your God. And now the Lord, Jehovah, your God has given rest to your brothers, as he promised them. Therefore return now, and go to your own tents, and to the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord, Jehovah, gave you on the other side, east, of the Jordan River. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses the servant of the Lord, Jehovah, charged you, to love the Lord, Jehovah, your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them, and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the one half of the tribe of Manasseh Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half Joshua gave among their brothers on this side of the Jordan River westward. And when Joshua sent them away also to their tents, then he blessed them. And he spoke to them, saying, "Return with much riches to your tents, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with brass, and with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers." And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned, and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, of which they were given possession according to the word of the Lord, Jehovah, by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the borders of the Jordan River, that are in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan River, a great altar to look upon. And the children of Israel heard saying, "Look! The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar opposite the land of Canaan, in the borders of the Jordan River, at the passage of the children of Israel." And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh, to go up to war against them. And the children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead, Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest. And with him 10 princes, of each chief house a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was a head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And they came to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, "The whole congregation of the Lord, Jehovah, is asking, what sin is this that you have committed against the God of Israel, to turn away this day from following the Lord, Jehovah, in that you have built for yourselves an altar, that you might rebel this day against the Lord, Jehovah? Is the sin of Peor too little for us, from which we are not cleansed until this day, although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, Jehovah? But that you must turn away this day from following the Lord, Jehovah. And it will be, since you rebel today against the Lord, Jehovah, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of the Lord, in which the Lord's, Jehovah's, tabernacle stays, and take possession among us. But do not rebel against the Lord, Jehovah, nor rebel against us, in building for yourselves an altar besides the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, our God. Did not Achan the son of Zerah commit a sin in the cursed thing, and anger fell on all the congregation of Israel? And that man did not perish alone in his sin." Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered, and said to the heads of the thousands of Israel, "The Lord, Jehovah, God of gods, the Lord, Jehovah, God of gods, he knows, and Israel shall know. If it is in rebellion, or if in sin against the Lord, Jehovah, do not save us this day, that we have built us an altar to turn from following the Lord, Jehovah, or if to offer on it burnt offering or meat offering, or if to offer peace offerings on it, let the Lord, Jehovah, himself require it. And if we have not rather done it for fear of this very thing, saying, in time to come your children might speak to our children, saying, what have you to do with the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel? Because the Lord, Jehovah, has made the Jordan River a border between us and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad. You have no part in the Lord, Jehovah. So shall your children cause our children to cease from fearing the Lord, Jehovah. Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us, and you, and our generations after us, that we might do the service of the Lord, Jehovah, before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings. That your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no part in the Lord, Jehovah. Therefore we said, that it shall be, when they should so say to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say again, look the pattern of the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, which our fathers made, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifices. But it is a witness between us and you. God forbid that we should rebel against the Lord, Jehovah, and turn this day from following the Lord, Jehovah, to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meat offerings, or for sacrifices, besides the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, our God that is before his tabernacle. And when Phinehas the priest, and the princes of the congregation and heads of the thousands of Israel who were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest said to the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord, Jehovah, is among us, because you have not committed this sin against the Lord, Jehovah. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord, Jehovah. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben, and from the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead, to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. And the thing pleased the children of Israel. And the children of Israel blessed God, and did not intend to go up against them in battle, to destroy the land in which the children of Reuben and Gad lived. And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed, a witness, because it shall be a witness between us that the Lord, Jehovah, is God.